This episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is brought to you by Jess Falstick.
Hey, isn't that Jess Falstick?
Nah, that's Sailor Moon. That's Jess Falstick.
Nah, that's just a couch covered in cats.
Oh, well, where's Jess Falstick?
Guys, I'm literally right here.
No, Jess Falstick has blue hair.
No, Jess Falstick's hair looked like she'd be part of the alt-left, if that were a thing.
Didn't she shave her head?
Just come see me every Sunday night at Avenue Tap House at 7 p.m. for the Red Light Comedy Showcase. The first Sunday of the month is open mic, and the last three Sundays showcase Cleveland's best and brightest comedic talent.
You know who's the funniest female comic in Cleveland?
Who's that?
Mary Santora.
God damn it.
That's Jess Falstick.
This is Nick Yurick, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
Yoshi, stand there. I dare you. Why don't you trust me?
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, live from Now That's Class for El Jordano Diablo's 30th birthday. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Jordano Diablo.
And this week, we're going to be taking on religion, because it's Jordan's birthday, of course we are. Joining us this week is co-host of The Alan Cox Show and fancy man about town, Bill Squire.
Welcome, Bill.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You know, it's about fucking time, huh?
We've had some scheduling conflicts, and also I didn't really want to do this.
I don't blame you. Why do I have the most beers?
Because of course you do. It's your birthday.
I mean, is that the real reason?
Yes.
I mean, I've drank some beers.
Also, you're an alcoholic.
That was the answer I was looking for.
Mm-hmm. So, Bill, why do you hate sacred beliefs?
Because they're just so obnoxious. The whole idea, like, people develop these beliefs so that they can learn principles, and then the principles become secondary to the fucking dogma that created the principles. And growing up as a Mormon and then just seeing how stupid that was, once, like, I'm overall a pretty decent person, but the whole Mormon part of it is all horseshit. They teach you to be a good person, but then you have to believe in really stupid stuff that makes me go, well, I don't want to do that.
Specifically?
Mormon stuff?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
That's pretty dumb shit, yeah. I don't know if you guys like, know, but it's really dumb.
Are you talking about, like, the I mean, and I'm speaking out of my ass as a Jehovah's Witness.
You're same boat.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, a Jew, a Mormon, and a Jehovah's Witness walk into the bar.
And none of us are getting into heaven.
Not Christian heaven.
Well,
anyway.
He is, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Jews don't believe in heaven. We believe you're all going to hell.
Yeah, but you believe in a wall that you pray to. How fucking stupid is that?
Look, those notes are getting directly to God's ears.
Talking, it is literally a fucking metaphor, talking to a fucking wall. Are you kidding me?
Well, yeah, but shh. Look, if the Jews out there think that this is how they get things done, then they'll shut up.
That would be nice if everybody would just shut up about their religion. Like, just be like, I'm a good person, but I'm not going to tell you why.
Like, that would be, where it comes from?
Like. Yeah. Like, whether it's you're just genuinely a good person or it's because you're afraid of some punishment that comes after you die, I don't need to know. Just be a good person.
Yeah.
But then as soon as you go, well, I don't like the reason that you're a good person or trying to be a good person. Because, like, ISIS, they think they're good people. They think they're doing God's work because of dumb shit that is sacred to them. If they would just be open to anything else. Then,
and not violent.
Yeah, and not violent. But, I mean, even when you're not violent and you're overly religious.
Like Jehovah's Witnesses.
It's horrible, yeah.
They knock on your fucking door.
Yeah, they wake you up, which makes me violent.
They're, it's cyclical. Right. It's very cyclical.
They're definitely asking for violence.
Yeah.
So do you find that the more problematically sacred things are just the things that are immutable? Like, this is how it is, like, very conservative?
No, it's anything that can't be explained. If you want to believe in something that's not explainable, that's fine. But when you treat it like it is
fact, that's when I get nuts. Like, my girlfriend believes very strongly in astrology, and we get into big fights over it to a point where she doesn't even bring it up around me anymore because I won. Because I pointed out, she's like, oh, according to your birth chart, you're born at this time on this day. That means this is your thing. I'm like, well, the universe isn't in line with our time system. Like, it doesn't line up that way. So you can't just say, like, there's not a way to, like, reset the clock and be like, okay, that star passed now, and it's 12:03. Like, you can't do that. It's not that accurate. Our time system's not. That's why we have a leap year, because every 4 years, we fuck up and have to add a day. So you can't just be like, well, astrology is super accurate. It's generalized enough that it seems accurate. And that's like, she'll read me stuff and I'm like, well, that sounds like me, but it sounds like everybody else I know as well.
Well, yeah, that's my whole thing with astrology is because, like, it is fun to project your own bullshit on it.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, it's very fun, but
But you can do the same thing with a Ouija board or just one of those little paper triangle things. Like, there's a lot of ways to predict dumb shit.
Origami.
So let's play MASH after this.
Yeah.
Can we play MASH with Steve-O?
Absolutely. I think he's going to live in a mansion.
That's a good guess.
Yeah.
It's a very good guess. Man, you're really good at projecting this fake bullshit onto people.
Right, I know.
You should be a tarot card reader.
Well, that's why I've like legitimately thought about starting a religion, because it seems
very easy to make money doing
so. It's easy
to
make money. You don't have to pay taxes on it. And you can teach people. Like, I would generally make it about being nice to people, but also being willing to have people be mean to you and not freaking out over it. Like,
would there be a deity?
Nah, maybe just Carlin. I don't know. I'd want it to be like the Church of Comedy, and just buy like an old rundown church in a bad part of town, and then get people to come there when we basically do what we're doing here, except it's worship.
Yeah, okay. I could get behind that. Yeah, I absolutely could get behind that.
So something like that.
Can we smoke on stage?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's our religion.
Okay, I'm in.
I mean, if you don't have to pay taxes, you're allowed to smoke inside. I think, don't churches make their own rules on
that? Well,
yeah,
you have to become a member to get in, and it's like a private club.
How do we make people members?
Oh, we get to figure all that stuff out. That's the fun of creating. That's the fun of creating a religion. You get to, like, everybody's so boring with that stuff. I feel like Scientologists raise the bar on how you become a member. Like, Mormons, you got to do baptism.
Grab
which
these
is
metal
just,
dildos and.
What do you got to do to become a member of the Jehovah's Witness?
Worship God, man.
But do you got to get baptized or shit like that?
Well, I mean, to be like an actual member of the religion, yes, you have to get baptized, but it's on your own accord. You make that decision at your own time.
Right. Yeah.
So it's not like I don't know, is it Catholics that like you're baptized when you're born and shit?
Yeah, Catholics do baptism when you're born. Mormons, if you're born into it, you do it when you're 8 years old because you can't baptize babies. They don't know anything.
They don't know how to
swim.
So
you got to wait till the age of accountability.
You're accountable at 8 years old?
Right, right.
I found my first porn magazine in the woods when I was 8 years old.
And your body has just barely started trusting you with teeth at 8 years old. So maybe that's why. Like,
okay,
yeah, you're
all right,
old enough
fair
now.
Enough, fair enough.
When was the first time you realized getting things put in your butt felt good? Was that 8 years old?
Why are you looking at me?
Yeah.
Because I know.
It probably doesn't feel good when you're 8 years old.
I don't remember.
That's like a mid-20s thing.
If you look, that's when you decide if you like that or not.
In your mid-20s, you're like, I've done a lot of things. And the girl's like, and you're like, hey, not so bad.
That's exactly the reaction that you want. This isn't so bad.
Right.
And not like a punch in the fucking face.
Yeah, and it's got to be, like, the girl's got to know what she's doing. You don't want to, it's...
You can't just, like...
Yeah, it's not a jam. It's an act of love. it's a caress, yes.
Visual gags for a podcast are the best. Yeah.
Hey, we're filming tonight, by the way, in case anybody cares. Nope.
You guys can all watch this over again, but from a bad angle that makes us all look fatter.
That's how I insist all of my shit gets filmed. I need to look as fat as possible so people stop trying to talk to me.
I wanted us to all three be behind the table so me and Shear could hide our guts.
Yeah.
That's not happening, no.
You got a really small table for that to happen. I appreciate you letting me, even though it's your birthday. It's your birthday. Do you want to switch?
No, not at all. What I wanted to do initially, because she was like, one table will be fine. There's another one back there, but that would have been really long and weird. But like, I wanted all three of us to be crammed right next to each other.
Like we're all arm in arm.
Let's be funny together.
We haven't done that in a long time. Arm in arm, being funny. Let's talk more about Mormonism. The one thing I have not been able to figure out, why the underwear?
Okay. That's a question I get pretty regularly. If you don't know about the Mormon Church, they have these things called the Holy Garments. And the idea behind it is you go to the temple and you go through this endowment process where you're making covenants with God. And the way they always explain it is you want to be able to always remember those things, so you have to wear it on your persons all the time, but it's super sacred, so you don't want people to see it. So they're like, hey, what if we sell them underwear? They all have to buy our underwear. There's 16 million members of the Mormon Church. It's like the third wealthiest church. That's insane. Yeah.
Because Catholics got to be number one, right?
Yeah, but you have to go through the Mormon. Like, you have to buy all your shit from them. Like,
is there a
pyramid scheme.
Is there a Mormon store?
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Deseret Bookstore. Yeah, you have to.
Oh, I thought it was like you keep the same underwear that you got at the church.
I could understand
that.
You have to keep them clean because they're so sacred. So you have to, like, and then when you're done with them, you have to burn them. So I went on a Mormon mission in the Philippines. And I was wearing those underwear while I was a missionary, but I got excommunicated because I was having sex with girls while I was supposed to be doing missionary work.
And you were doing missionary work.
Yeah, that was. I got more of that done. I had to take those off, and I had to like burn them. Like I couldn't just throw them in the garbage. You have to like. It's like a flag.
I also would like to point out, Shear, that if you tried to put on underwear from when you were 8 years old, probably be the funniest thing I've ever seen.
It'd be kind of like that time I put on little girl Scooby-Doo panties.
What?
Truth or Dare got really weird when I was on meth.
Wait, now the real question there is, why were there Scooby-Doo panties?
They were somebody else's.
He said he was on meth.
Yours? No, they were not mine.
He only does it when he's on meth. He only carries around those.
They were evidence, and I had to destroy them.
They had to get more evidence on them to implicate more people in all the crimes. Yeah.
And you got them on?
I got them on, but it hurt like hell because I didn't.
Why? Because they ripped up your asshole?
No, because I didn't know like how to. I didn't have any tape, and I couldn't tuck, so it was like, ow, just pressure against my balls.
Somehow, this story's made me feel bad for Jeremy Shear.
Doesn't happen
that
often.
Never happened.
I know. Oh, this poor wiener.
Your fault. It's usually what happens there.
So there's the magic underwear, which everybody calls it. What did you the garment of what?
It's the holy garment.
The holy garment. Yeah, that's okay. What are some other weird? I mean, because polygamy is not like a real like that's a certain sex, right?
Well, it was a part of the church when they first started, but it was basically so they could get their numbers up because women were falling for it faster than men were.
Is that why you've dated so many women with kids?
No, they're just easier to get.
You know they fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a certain level of hope and desperation there that isn't works with my level of self-esteem. So,
hey, I'm right there.
We won't have to.
Chelsea doesn't have kids, but I'm just saying, like, that would be my next step. Like, all right.
I got to find somebody who I know is going to probably sleep
with me. I take advantage of girls with low self-esteem. High five.
There we go.
I'm glad this is getting filmed. That's talk about evidence.
Hashtag us three.
Cheers to that.
Yeah.
Well, hey, everybody. Thanks for coming out. This has been great.
My boss is getting emails right now.
Bill Squire said on the What podcast? Yeah. Who gives a shit? It's a podcast.
We're on the same network.
Mm-hmm. You can listen to the show on iHeartRadio. So.
Yeah, that's true. So basically, it's like an iHeart show.
Yeah.
I mean, this is all very incestuous with, you know, lousy weather and above below. Right. So he's a fantasy boy. He talks about sports on the network that I have.
Sort of, yeah. There's
Where's Ryan? Line. Where's he at? No. Nope. Yeah. There's the Italian. Get him.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize you because you're standing up straight.
So, and when it comes to sacred beliefs, it doesn't just stop at religion. It people that are mad about the Browns parade tomorrow are just as fucking stupid and annoying as people that
Where's Devin at?
Want to try and ban gay marriage or stuff. And are you mad about it?
Yeah, he's mad about it.
Why are you so mad about it?
Because it's dumb. Just donate all the money to the food bank.
The food bank has so much money. They bilk so many people out of money all the time. They're going to get some people some food, and they're having people bring cans of food down there, and it's going to be, you know.
Yeah, great. Have you gotten, like, food bank food before, Bill?
No, do either of us look like I look more like heat than him, but...
I'm sure I've eaten some, but it was just like, oh, you guys got some?
It's because you were hanging out with Jeremy Shear.
Right, yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, you came over to my house at the time when we were getting food bank food, because...
How was it?
It was all expired. It's like they give everybody, you give everybody your expired shit, and it's like, poor people won't care. Yes, we will. Mm. You have to heat that shit to above boiling before you eat it, and it kills all the flavor.
That's what salt is for.
Well, see, it's what pepper was supposed to be for, too. You just, you know, put a little heat in it, but my ex, like, anytime there was pepper in anything, she thought it was roach eggs.
Oh, jeez.
So I couldn't have pepper on anything.
All right, well. So wait, we were getting into the polygamy thing.
Okay, yeah, polygamy started off... Yeah, I'm sorry.
We all went off the fucking rails on that one.
So polygamy started as a way to just boost the membership. So you can have more people join the church through getting multiple women pregnant.
Brainwashing.
Yeah, yeah, and then raise them as... This is all fact.
Yeah.
So it's a very easy way to boost your numbers. And then when they got to Utah, they wanted to become a state. And they go, God talked to us and said, no more polygamy. So we can be a state and get all that those benefits. Because they didn't want Utah to be Mexico. that's true. Because otherwise it would have been part of Mexico. And there's already states forming around it. And so that's literally why they got rid of polygamy. Because it was just... not convenient for their political agenda.
Okay. Now, you had a question for Bill that we talked about earlier. Care to ask it?
Man, I don't remember what you're talking about anymore. you act like we did show prep for this. No, we did not.
We never do. No, I was curious more about the mud factor.
Oh, yeah. The whole, like, when the hell did they stop believing that black people are mud people? Because I've noticed...
That was a Mormon thing.
I was raised Unitarian, and one of the things that...
You're a shitty Jew.
I'm a very shitty Jew. They're like, Jeremy, do you want to go to Hebrew school? No, I don't want to go to more school. All right.
I want to eat pork.
It is very good.
I
ate
way
good.
Too much ham to be a good Jew. Look like I'm pregnant with one.
Well, it's so good.
It's the only food that you can see, like, fat crusted on it and still eat it, and it's delicious.
That makes it even better.
Prime rib. Do you want me to start naming shit?
Prime rib is rubbery. Go fuck yourself.
Well, then you've had the wrong prime rib.
Thank you, Bill. Yes.
Anyway.
Ponderosa.
Yeah.
You would eat it, Ponderosa.
Don't eat it. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Ponderosa prime rib is hardly...
Not prime rib.
All I know is I would take the rind of fat off of it like I was eating a bad piece of brie. How did I make a brie reference to Ponderosa? What the fuck is wrong with me?
And Jeremy is very particular about his brie.
Damn right. Every fresh off the wheel,
it's already a rotting cheese, and you're bitching about the rind.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got expired brie from the food bank. Bougie-ass poor person.
I used to feed kale to my iguana. Now I'm getting it for the food bank? What the fuck's wrong with you people? The smoothies are melted.
Did they give you like frozen fruit from the food bank?
No, it was all like it was like barely expired produce and canned food, and then boxes that had bugs in
them. When you say barely expired, like almost expired, or it's
starting to wilt.
So you got to eat it within like 3 days.
Yeah, and okay. It's vegetables, so of course I'm not going to do that.
Right.
If I can't put it in the microwave immediately, it's going to go bad.
So your vegetable intake is the same as the rest of us, where yeah. We just go, I bought it, but I'm not going to eat it.
If the vegetables come in a Lean Cuisine or a Hot Pocket, I'm all right.
Like Lean Cuisine you had me at? Hot Pocket? No.
They make broccoli and cheese Hot Pockets.
I was just about to say the same thing.
I'm not saying I haven't eaten three or four at once. I'm just saying that that's not real vegetables.
That broccoli's real, or at least it was at one point, before it congealed into cheese.
These are sacred beliefs, people.
Yeah. These are sacred beliefs. Put it in a microwave or get it the fuck out of my face. That's why I ate at Sheetz all the time. All their food's microwave. This is perfect. All right, we won't ask about the mud people, Bill.
No, I can tell you about it.
No, Bill will tell you about the mud people.
All right, so they believed that they were, you know, cursed, and then after the Civil Rights Movement, again, because Mormons believe that there's like a living prophet on earth, they get to have revelation, and it always conveniently happens when there is a lot of pressure on them to stop acting like it's the Middle Ages. So when they're like, hey, can black people have the priesthood? Because they're allowed to be members of the church, but black men were not allowed to hold the priesthood. Which
that was
is,
like until the 70s, right?
And then in the 70s, yeah. There was revelation from God to whoever the prophet was at the time, which I used to know all this because I was a missionary. You'd go...
visual gag, Jordan.
You go... They just said, oh, God said, now black people are able to have the priesthood. And that's about it. Like, they didn't really say why or anything other than just like...
Money, right? I mean, that's
yeah,
got to
well,
be the
yeah,
SDN
because then they started sending missionaries out, and they're like, well, if we go to South America, and especially in, like, the Polynesian Islands,
okay.
Because there was a lot of missionaries in the Polynesian Islands, and they weren't allowed to have the priesthood. And there were guys that they let have before the revelation came.
But they had a lot of money.
But they had to go through a lot more shit. Well, nobody had any money in the Polynesian Islands, but
yeah.
it was just they had to really prove themselves compared to, I mean, just like any person of color back then, if you want to hang out with white people, you really got to white yourself up. You have to really act.
Well, I mean, that's why Sammy Davis Jr. joined the Church of Satan. You don't get much whiter than that.
And Anton LaVey was a Jew. That's the beauty of that.
So in the 70s, they're like, eh, we'll let them all have it now because of social pressure, and their latest fight has been with gay people.
Mormons?
They haven't really relented on that one. They said you can still be a member of the church, but you can't have, like, you can't, you know, be like a happily married gay couple in the Mormon church.
Well, that's
what
like,
if this is the way to bring back polygamy?
Polygamy think about was the it. Best part.
Think about it. You gotta boost your gay Mormon yeah. numbers, right? So you can have multiple gay Mormon husbands.
Right, but
yeah, but you can't produce that
yeah,
way. So isn't
gonna,
that like that's yeah. that's against God's thing?
That's not you're not gonna get any babies from that.
Well, I mean,
they could adopt a fuck ton of babies. They throw babies at gay people.
That is true. That's you should mention that to them.
Like, hey. Stop throwing babies at gay people. Hand them to gay people.
They're not athletes. They can't catch. Well, some
not
of them can.
The 70s. Not until the 70s.
Yeah, some of them are really going to catch it.
Please welcome our next guest, John Amici.
So, that's yeah, it's just a overall, it's a very pleasant religion. Like, the people are very nice.
So are Jehovah's Witnesses, but it's
yeah,
still fucking
but
weird,
it's still
man.
Fucking weird. And, like, it never dawned on me until more recently how strange it is. Like, I always knew it was strange, but, like, I've told these stories and talked about it a lot in the past, like, 5 or 10 years. And it's just, it blows my mind that my parents are so all in still. Like, my parents
are
still
all in.
Very
okay.
devout Mormons, and it's just, it boggles my mind that, like, they're smart people. Like, and they just they believe it, and they get sad that I don't. Like, it makes them upset.
Oh, dude, my mom still to this day, like, we don't argue about it much anymore, but, like, she's still to this day, she's like, I still have hope that you're going to come back. I'm like, I have a pentagram fucking, like, window blind. Like, it's got a Baphomet on it. I'm not coming back, dude.
Right.
And I don't believe in, like, the whole Satan shit either. It's all about the imagery for me, but, like, I try to explain to her, like, that ain't going to fucking happen. I like to think I'm smarter than my parents.
Right. Like, I just hope my parents will join my church once I start that. Because they
church
got lots
comedy.
Of money. I could use some
They're
of
like,
that.
They're like, damn, he's really funny. Let's give him $10,000
yeah.
to start.
Well,
up.
I mean, they could come around. Do you think your parents are a couple of those people that just, they're very comfortable with the traditions, so that's why they stay? Or are they just wholeheartedly committed to everything?
They're wholeheartedly committed to everything. Like, my dad is close to retirement age, and he spends, like, his free time is all church related. All the people that they know and are friends with are church people. And I have three brothers and one sister, and all but one of my siblings, my oldest brother, have left the church. So we've pretty much broken the chain, which, like, my...
Where do you fall into that?
Like, I'm in the middle.
Okay, okay.
And then I was the first one to... Well, I was kicked out. and then my sister left, and then my younger brother left, and then my second oldest brother just left, like, last year.
Wow.
And he's a lawyer in Idaho, and, like, that's a very heavily Mormon area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so for, like... Because him and his wife were going through, like, this struggle where they're, like, Mormons are teaching things like, oh, women get raped because of the way they dress, things like that. And
the Mormons were saying shit like that?
Yeah, they say shit like that all the time.
Jesus,
like,
fuck.
Well, yeah, you know, you got to dress chaste, and then, you know, you're not going to entice men to rape you. And they're just struggling with this for years and years and years, and finally they're like, we can't do this anymore. So they have four kids, and they just, like, we're done. We're done going to church. We're done being Mormon. And that was as heartbreaking, like, as bad as mine was to my parents.
Banging in the Philippines?
Yeah. It was almost like, well, that happened a little sooner than we thought. but my brother leaving, he was like the golden child. He was like the favorite. And he said, fuck this shit.
So I have a question about that. Like, because I've noticed, like, you know how Megan Phelps left the... what are they called?
Yeah, the
Westboro Baptist Church.
Yeah, those people. She left that. I don't know what her beliefs are now, but, like, okay, so, like, somebody like your brother, who was clearly in it for a long time,
yeah,
does he still hold to, like, biblical beliefs, or did he abandon it all? Like,
I honestly, I'm not that close with him, so okay. I really don't know what they're doing. I just know that they've given up on the Mormon church. I don't know if they still believe in God or anything like that.
They're keeping a little more of their money.
No, because yeah. I don't think they go to church or anything. Like, my whole thing with Megan Phelps is, like, she doesn't talk about that shit, but I'm like, okay, so do you hate gay people still? Like,
right.
What?
No, I think with my brother, I know that he's relaxed on all that stuff, and because I remember him saying some stuff about, like, gay people and gay rights and gay marriage that, like, is one of the reasons I stopped talking to him.
Okay.
Like, he would say things like, well, if they would just all die, stuff like that. Like, it was, like, horrible shit. And so I'm like, okay, so I don't have that brother anymore.
Right.
And he's since come to the light where he doesn't feel that way anymore. So
he's woke now.
Yeah, for Idaho, he's so woke.
He's Idaho woke.
Yeah, Idaho woke.
You know what? I'm just going to leave, like, my upper limit at Idaho woke. I'm not going to go Portland woke, just Idaho woke.
I don't like Fred Armisen, so I'm not going Portland woke Fair. Ever.
Portland people can't even pump gas.
No.
Those pictures have been great of the people, like, doing it outside.
Just, like, pouring it on their car. Like, and there's, like, complaints from, like, elderly people who are like, anyone that pumps gas should absolutely have a license and be paid more. Like, they're so, that's their sacred belief, is that
yeah.
you shouldn't be able to pump your own gas unless you have some sort of training.
Hey, do you know, we needed jobs to give to stupid people, so you're not allowed to pump your own gas. Now everybody's become stupid.
That's
so.
What they make McDonald's for, dude.
I wasn't able to hack it at McDonald's, Jordan.
No shit, Sherlock.
Yeah,
you can't eat
all
the chicken McNuggets and still keep your job.
I was a vegetarian and didn't know how to cook meat and applied for a cooking job. So I was that kind of stupid.
All right, we've talked a lot about the Mormon. All right, what are other sacred beliefs? Like, you mentioned the Browns thing,
the Browns,
which
sports,
I get. It's
sports things. Just anything sports where people take it to the... sports, Star Wars, anything that...
Shut
becomes,
up, Bill.
Listen, those are supposed to be fun things. And if you take it so seriously that you're getting... upset to the point where it's ruining your
lives. Oh, you're talking about like the people who hate the new movie.
Just, or whatever.
But the prequels are okay to hate.
No, it's...
I want the answers I want out of Bill Squire.
Yeah. Listen, the prequels weren't good. I didn't like them, but there are kids that grew up watching those
exactly.
and they fucking love them.
Exactly.
But I don't, like, here's the thing. I don't like the prequels. I still watch them every 2 years.
Me too. Me too.
Because I'm going to go see the new movie and I'm like, all right, got to bone up on this bullshit.
Got to get all those hot prequels callbacks.
Yeah, exactly. And then, and here's the thing. As bad as the prequels were, the best memes about Star Wars are all from the fucking prequels. So,
the high ground memes.
Yeah,
dude.
The high ground memes and just the killing the kids. Like, it's all funny shit, you know?
Yeah.
Killing kids.
Yeah.
Killing kids is hilarious, and if you don't believe that, well, that's a sacred belief you have to change.
Yeah.
That's the one
George
sacred...
Lucas demands it.
And he also demands your
$10. Exactly. So, yeah, like, the people that are so upset with this new Star Wars, I fucking loved it.
Me too.
And people get so upset, they're like, oh, the scene where he goes in... gets the tit milk. I'm like, that was the best scene in the whole movie. That was my absolute favorite part of the entire movie. It could have just been that.
Yeah. It would have been better if he was like...
Yeah. Look, they had to show Luke was disheveled. What better way than to have titty milk dripping off his
yeah.
beard?
Just it was fantastic. It just, as soon as I saw that scene in the movie, I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen. Because all through The Force Awakens, you're like... okay, that's exactly what I thought I was going to... Like, you can kind of choose the beats. Like, you know what's coming, even though you didn't know... Like, I didn't know Han Solo was going to die. But as soon as he was out on the bridge, I'm like, oh, Han Solo's going to die. And
yeah.
then he fucking died.
Yeah.
In this movie, they had some big titty fish monsters, and they go, try and figure it out. Try and figure out what's going to happen in this movie.
I think the preferred nomenclature would be alien life, but that's yeah. no big... neither here nor there.
Hey, it's not an alien on that planet.
On the back of the toy, it clearly says titty fish monster.
Yeah.
Kenner specifically said.
Well, it's probably a mammal. Probably not
a good
fish.
Guess.
Yeah.
Probably a mammal.
Well, it's a mammal because it's got milk.
Right.
So, yeah.
It's got titty milk.
Yeah.
So it had.
What
like,
if it's
was
a
it forest?
Snake and it's venom? Those what? Are just really fleshy
and he's
fangs.
Built up, and he's built up a tolerance to it to
yeah.
the point where it makes him stronger.
And the titties have teeth. And they, yeah. bite, they bite you.
See, there's so many places to go.
Ryan Johnson is a saint.
Yeah.
Brick was a good movie, so I trusted him.
Yeah.
And so was Looper. I liked Looper.
Looper was a great movie.
Even with Joseph Gordon-Levitt having that fucked up
the
Bruce
CGI
Willis
nose.
Yeah.
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 yeah, it's a little uncomfortable to watch for a bit, but then you get used to it and you're like, it's fine.
Oh, yeah, he got punched in Die Hard. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Other sacred beliefs. What are?
Well, I mean, there's the sacred belief that, you know, the Star Wars has to follow one plot line. There's wrestling has a lot of stupid sacred beliefs. Like, there have to be good guys and bad guys.
Like Jim Cornette.
Yeah, the Jim yeah. Cornette. You're not allowed to bleed all over the place. You can't get shows shut down because you set them on fire. It's all ridiculous bullshit.
Fucking stupid.
See, that's yeah. why there needs to be more Paul Heymans in the world.
Well, right. it's also there's also stuff in comedy. Like, there's a certain way you have to go about your career, otherwise you're not doing it right.
Right.
There are
that's
that
that's absolutely true, is with comedy and just how people will view comedy. You look at Chappelle's new stuff that just came out, and people got to write their think pieces and go, oh, he said this about women that, you know... Like, he's discounting women's feelings in that situation. It's like, no, he's just observing their feelings and then saying how he would feel in that situation, that if Louis jacked off in front of him, he'd still try and be a famous comic. Like, that's...
Yeah. I haven't seen the new ones yet, but I heard they're better than the first two.
I thought they were, too. But it's one of those things where comedy is so subjective, and people get so worked up over who they like and who they don't like and how they want it. Like, Amy Schumer was so important to a lot of women, and then there's this backlash against her where people are like, I don't think she's funny. And
It's subjective.
Right, and it's subjective, and people are putting so much energy into trying to destroy her career when the key to destroying a comedian's career is this podcast.
Yeah. I was going to say paying with your wallet.
No, the key to destroying a comedian's career is not to boycott them or protest against them or try and call them a joke thief. It's just to not pay attention to them.
Agreed.
And that is way more detrimental. That's why Robin Williams killed himself. It's not because...
And I thought that was because he made Hook.
And comments like that.
Come on. Sacred belief number one.
First of all, Hook was fucking good.
Like Hook.
So why'd you fucking shit on it?
Because it's easy to shit on. Everybody does. I was going for a cheap joke. My bad.
Well, you offended me to my core.
Fuck your sacred beliefs.
Sacred belief number one on this podcast. Hook is... irredeemably good.
I like Hook.
I always enjoyed Hook.
So that's not... So why he killed himself was...
Because he was irrelevant.
When was the last time... Actually, you know what? No, that's actually... When was the last time he made a movie that I saw?
World's Greatest Dad?
I didn't see that. Isn't that the one where his son kills himself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
And then he had a show on CBS that was on for like 8 weeks and it fucking bombed. And
so did Michael J. Fox's, and he's still going all over the place.
Yeah, but Michael J. Fox's was a risk.
I'm glad you said that.
But his was a risk because he knew he was coming back to TV with this thing, and he knew that could possibly bomb. At one point, Robin Williams was the biggest star on television, and he thought when he went back to television, he could probably reclaim that whole thing. Then he fucking bombs. Nobody seems to like him anymore, in his opinion, and he gets diagnosed with a disease that... What didn't have a great projection for him, and he's like, yeah, "Fuck it, I'm out."
What did he get diagnosed with?
It was I think a version of Parkinson's.
Oh, shit.
Something
okay.
like that. I don't remember. Right. Does anybody know what it was?
Parkinson's.
It was Parkinson's. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So he knew that he couldn't do a Parkinson's show. It doesn't work.
You know who he needed to help him? Patch Adams. Just needed a goofy-nosed fucker to cheer him up, and then he wouldn't have died.
Well, hey, Iron Maiden wrote a song about him after he died, so, I mean, at least he'll live on like that.
Yeah, I mean, he was... He's always going to be controversial in that he was thought of as a joke thief to a lot of comics, but... He was absolutely hysterical.
Oh, I did
like his stand-up. I never thought was all that great, but as an actor and a performer, the dude was.
It's like Jim Carrey. I mean, like you can't argue fucking how much money somebody brings in. Like Robin Williams, Jim Carrey. You can like them or not like their art and their craft, but people do.
Yeah,
and it's important
to people.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Jim Carrey is part of the reason I fell in love with comedy. Once I saw.
That was a classic Jim Carrey bit.
Yeah. Yeah. So after I saw Ace Ventura and like how silly that fucking movie was, and I was right at the right age, like I think I was like 11 when that movie came out, I'm like, well, this is all you need to do.
I just figured you saw Fire Marshal Bill and was like, hey, that guy has my name.
I did enjoy Fire Marshal Bill, but there was like, when I saw that, I grew my hair out and like would comb it in the bathroom like Ace Ventura. That's not a haircut you want.
No.
Yeah.
But I loved doing that. Like, I wouldn't wear it around like that, or I would just wear it around like my house just like to make my brothers laugh. But it was, I fucking loved Jim Carrey and I even loved Robin Williams. Like, I just loved those funny, wacky dudes.
Yeah, me
and
too.
And that led to me searching out other comedy. Like, I remember finding comedy that was so subjective and so subtle and loving it, like getting into Monty Python and like the movie Swingers and liking that movie at like 14 years old and showing it to my other friends in high school, and they're like, this movie's not funny. I'm like, this movie's the funniest fucking movie I've ever seen. And they're like, Bill, it's not funny. And it's fucking funny. And Bill, they just didn't get it because they're children.
You are money, baby.
Yeah, that's right. And then by the time I had watched it and said Vegas, baby, Vegas, few hundred thousand times by the time I was 18 going to Vegas for the first time. I was like, oh, it's not as funny now. But but I love that. And so, like, there's absolutely things that I hold sacred in comedy that I understand are dumb. You know, like Jeremy was saying, like, the process, the way to do it. Like, mm-hmm. I try not to share anything like that when I'm encouraging comics other than, like, hey, keep doing it, keep trying to write, keep experimenting with things. But there's not a, oh, this is how you go work at Hilarities, this is how you go work at the Improv, this is how you do it. I can give you advice on things that are going to help you if that's your goal, but it doesn't make you a successful comedian one way or another if you are, you know, no matter where you're working. Like, if you're doing comedy, go do comedy. But it doesn't matter, like, what level you're at.
I mean, like,
I mean, it does because of money, but
like, when people tell me that, like, I never thought Tommy Boy was that funny. Like, to me, that's the funniest fucking movie I've ever made.
Incredible.
Like, that and Blues Brothers, like, those are the two.
See, Blues Brothers, that's the one that I didn't fucking.
It doesn't hit with you?
No.
Yeah,
but it's only because I didn't see it as.
Wasn't music illegal in your childhood?
No.
Hey, they were on a mission
for
God.
Good music was illegal. Okay. We had a Hootie and the Blowfish was fine.
Matchbox 20.
Please tell me there are Mormon hardcore bands.
I don't know. There's definitely Mormon, like, pop punk bands. Like,
was it MXPX?
No, the Aquabats were heavily Mormon.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, wasn't Travis Barker in that band?
Yeah. But he wasn't Mormon, but, like, the
rest
lead guys,
of,
yeah.
Like, the Wiggles, is it the Wiggles? What's the show that they did? What's the show the Aquabats did? I know somebody.
Yo Gabba Gabba, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Like, is that, like, Mormon-based?
No, it's not Mormon-based. It's just. That's where Mormons go, okay, how
it can't
can we
be. There's
make
a black
money?
Guy on that show.
Wait, that explains the Aquabats uniforms. They just punked up the magic underwear.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. It all makes sense
it
now.
It really
Thank
does
you,
all
Bill.
Make sense now.
Yeah.
So, can we start the Aquafats? That would be fucking great.
We're going to have to find a very special store to get our suits.
Chelsea, can you sew that much?
Yeah. But there's actually, like, a whole Mormon pop culture existence where they made movies. I don't know if they're still going as strong as they were because the Mormon church is kind of on the decline right now. But, like, through the early 2000s, and it probably is still going just because it's so much cheaper to make.
Yeah,
multimedia stuff like that now, but there's, like, real, like, feature films that were about, like, Mormon things, and they're just such inside jokes. And if you guys watch them, you'd be like, I don't understand anything that's going on here. But as a Mormon, you're like, this is great. Finally, a movie for me,
dude.
Like,
the Jehovah's Witnesses are making Pixar movies.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
Yeah, they're doing, like, they have their own website now that, like, has, like, that explains, like, how you should feel about gay marriage and, like, all this shit.
Oh, see, but these aren't even, like, preachy things. These are just pure entertainment where it's just, like, it's called, like, the home teachers where, like, once a week you're supposed to go out with another member of the church and go visit a family and just check on them. And one of the guys is not a good home teacher because he just wants to blow it off. And the other guy is real, like, it's like a buddy comedy set within the Mormon world. Like, shit like that.
Because that's the only world that exists.
Right, to them.
I mean, are they hiring? Who books that?
That's
how many
thing.
Times can you convert in your life?
Yeah.
As many as it takes.
Listen, when I...
The Jewish media conspiracy is not working out for me.
When I first started doing comedy, I was just recently kicked out of the Mormon church, and I still live with my parents, and so they were still making me go to church. And so I was telling jokes and stuff, and I was very, very clean at the time. And I would tell jokes at, like, things. And I thought about just going on tour to different Mormon gatherings and trying to, like, make money that way. But I was just so unhappy making those people happy.
Yeah.
That I was
Which
like,
is
I'd
like
rather
the
struggle.
Opposite of what comedy's supposed
right.
to be.
Like, I didn't, like, I would make them laugh and they enjoyed it, and I'm like, these are not the people I want happy.
Mm-hmm. I want sad people happy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the way
it is,
guys.
Now you understand my whole aesthetic. Mm-hmm.
So, are you guys going to all sign up for the Church of Carlin on the way out?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been doing it since I was like 11, so. You Are All Diseased was the thing that changed. Like, for me, like, being Jehovah's Witness, like, You Are All Diseased, like, his whole 10-minute bit on God was the first thing that made me be like, wait, you're supposed to question everything.
For me, it was in a similar vein. It was Dogma.
Absolutely.
Like, watching that movie, because my parents are like, don't see that movie. Like, we don't care about it, whatever you see, but don't see that movie. Even though it was about the Catholic Church, there was a lot of anti-established religion stuff in that. And I saw that, and Chris Rock gives a speech in it, and I was just like, oh, shit, that makes so much sense. And, like, then I just... Like, I always had all these questions in my mind about the church.
Yeah, me too.
And then I was just like, I gotta figure some of this shit out. And it just all fell apart.
Yeah. Yep. That was basically the same thing for me. It was just, my parents used to own a carpet cleaning business, and I would watch my sister. She would go to bed, and I would watch late night HBO. Yes, that also means real sex. But,
what's your favorite episode of Real Sex?
The one where they do the slam poetry about pussy when they talk about, that was where I first learned the word punani. Which is, like, one of my favorite things ever. Neither here nor there. I saw Carlin, You Are All Diseased, and the whole thing. Like, he comes out and immediately attacks children. And it's like, I love this guy. And I was 12 or 13 years old, and I remember going on an eighth grade trip to Chicago, and we went to the Virgin Records store, and I bought You Are All Diseased, and I listened to it, like, the entire way home on repeat. And it was like... That really changed everything for me. And I already had doubts about it when I was like 6, 7, 8. I never wanted to get dressed to go because they call it meeting.
Yeah.
I never wanted to go. I always thought it was really fucking stupid.
Yeah.
But I just went through the motions until I was like 16, 17. And I finally was like, fuck this.
Then you're able to break away.
Done with it.
Yeah. But. I remember when they're teaching things in the Mormon church, they're teaching about their heaven, which is like a tiered heaven. It's the net neutrality of heaven. You get the highest level of heaven where you get to live with God, and then there's like a middle level where all the good people that aren't Mormons get to go, and then the worst level.
So it's like the Dharma Initiative and Lost.
Yeah, pretty much. And then like the lowest level was for like all the like rapists and murderers and all the worst people, but it's still supposed to be a good place. And this is something they taught us as children that say. It's such a good place, and God loves you so much that even if a guy, like a regular person, saw that, they think it's such a wonderful place that they kill themselves just to get there. And so as like a 7-year-old, I'm like, so I'll be fine. Like, I'm not going to try that hard. I'm not going to go crazy trying to get to the top when I'm going to be just fine with the lowest.
I like how at 7 years old, you already had the mentality of a lapsed Catholic.
It's an advanced religion.
It is. It's weird because I was brought up Unitarian, and it's basically the I'm okay, you're okay church. So there wasn't any sacred beliefs that, you know...
It's basically for the leftover Jews. That's where
the... Well, it was a lot of people with mixed marriages who were in my church.
Like I just said, the leftover Jews.
So they're basically just saying, just try to be a good person, and that's that?
Yeah, just be a good person and don't
But they, like, believe
anybody.
In God and shit. Like, it's like a whole...
You don't have to. It's not... Okay. There's no requirements except, hey, maybe be nice to gay people.
Okay, all that right. I can get down with that.
That was what I told everybody that came to, like... youth group. I was like, hey, don't say anything mean about queers.
And oh, yeah, because right. You should be teaching a youth group. That's a genius fucking idea. Here's a knife. Go stab somebody that says faggot.
don't say anything mean about queers. Can we just chew on that sentence for a moment?
Don't say anything mean about queers, you cunt. And that's how I left the Unitarian church. You can't say cunt during youth group, Jeremy. No, I'm not coming.
Oh, shit.
I wish that wasn't true.
I sat with me. I wish that wasn't true.
Happy it's true.
Yeah. Did you say cunt in a youth group?
I said a lot of things in the youth group. Basically,
let's just leave that where it's at.
Okay.
Listen, if you said cunt in a youth group, that's fine as long as it wasn't preceded by, let me see that.
That was actually my go-to move. I would pop out of the couch and go, let me see that cunt.
Did you pop back down?
I knew they were going to say no, so might as well pop back down. Wait for the next person.
Jeremy Shear, the turtle cunt.
More visual gags.
Oh, shit. What time we got?
It's about 9:20.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. How we doing, Shear?
We got time. There's sports is a big one where people have a lot of I guess not anyone's sacred beliefs, but sacred cows. Like, you have to win. That is why the 0-16 thing is a mess.
Well, that's with sports, it's also people are able to play it through their childhood and even in the college, and they think they know so much about it that they think they know more than the people that are professional. And
like Hugh Jackson, how everybody in Cleveland is a better coach than Hugh Jackson.
Well, that one's true. he lost. I mean, I could have farted our way into one win. I feel like I feel like we all could. If like just with like just doing trick plays the whole game.
If I just picture Bill on the side. Gordon, go to the end zone. I'm going to have him throw it to you. Okay?
Yeah, we're going to dress you up like a pylon. He just wasn't creative enough, you know. Like, win one game, but yeah, people get so angry about it because they also get so mad about how much players make.
Yeah.
But not like when people start talking about salary cap in the NFL, and they're just like, "I can't believe this guy makes this much." Like, if it's not fucking your team over, then who cares? Like, sometimes a guy gets too much money, and it'll take up all the money. You can't get other guys on the team. But if someone's just making a lot of money, and then you get mad, I'm like, let him make money. He can do something that not a lot of people can do.
Sure.
And you're so fucking angry at him. Get angry at the guy that is bilking truck drivers out of their rewards points at Flying Pilot J's. Like, that, yeah. That's the guy that's a piece of shit. Not the guy that missed one ball that would have helped us win a game.
If you would have gotten $100,000 less dollars, you'd have to work for those catches.
Right, exactly. Like, and especially older guys, they'll be like, oh, I liked it when it was blue-collar guys out there playing, and then they have to go and work in the offseason. And I'm like, you know who hated that? Those fucking guys. Those guys fucking hated having to go and put up siding in the middle of summer because they didn't make enough money, and they still have all the same concussions and problems. Like, that. Like, let them make their fucking money. I'm okay with people making money in sports.
No, it's just funny because like the people who bitch the most are the people who watch every single week, like the ones that like,
well, they watch every single week, and they also have they wanted to be that. They wanted to be on the field. They thought that they were an awesome athlete. They're probably some, and even if
sophomore
they weren't a star
in high school,
yeah, like they're just like, oh, I was really good, and if this hadn't happened, then I could be there. But what it comes down to is they just weren't good enough, and they're fucking bitter about it.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
So why we critique professional comics.
Yeah. I try not to, but yeah. I do it a lot. Mostly just how I want to murder them. Do you think the proliferation of talking heads programs is also making people like really have sports opinions?
Oh, yeah.
Because they think they can get that run?
Yeah, because of, you know, the Stephen A. Smiths and the just all those shows where they go, this is sports, we have to talk about it, to a point where, like, I loved when ESPN was just highlights all the time. Like, that's when I would watch.
Not Skip Bayless.
Yeah, not Skip Bayless or
the other day he said the Cavs are now Isaiah Thomas's
team. Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
There's
like,
one king of fucking basketball, yeah. Dude.
He's played one game and scored 17. Like, he didn't even score more points than LeBron. And he's the, like, so, but that's the thing, is he's just saying things to try and fire people up. And I know that that's what he's trying to do. So it's not, it doesn't fire me up. I just go, it's such bullshit. Like,
oh, yeah, you
just,
work in radio,
boring.
So
yeah.
You understand the whole
right.
fucking
but I,
point.
I feel like most people understand.
Yeah.
But people will just, they just want to get mad. Like Ryan DiPerna. He likes to get mad.
Well, he works in construction and yeah. He's Italian. So he's like on the bottom barrel of smart people.
Don't let him get to too spicy at you, Jordan. Just give him a swat.
Cook it a gravy, okay?
Be careful when you give him a swat. You're going to get a little greasy. Wipe it off your knuckles there.
But
I mean, love you, Ryan.
All that stuff.
Fuck you, you white piece of shit.
He sounded like a South Park character. Ryan DiPerna is a living South Park character.
It's fun to have opinions and debate people and argue with people. I absolutely believe that. But when you're getting to the point where you're making death threats against people because they didn't catch a ball or shit like that, or you hate musicians to the point of some, like, there's, listen, Jimmy Buffett needs to die, but but I'm not gonna tweet that to him. I'm just,
it's a waste of time.
Yeah,
like the guys in Hinder, I like a guy like Cliff Burton died too before he should have. Like the guys in Hinder, I wish their bus would go careening off a cliff. It'd be great, but I don't need to tell them that.
No, you tell the driver.
Yeah, that's the one that can make a difference.
Yeah. Like, just tuck and roll, get out, give
and
you some
fuck
money.
These guys. Yeah, have you heard their songs? Yeah.
If you want to kill Jimmy Buffett, you just have to spread the rumor that Jimmy Buffett likes gay marriage.
Oh, okay.
He will get murdered then.
That's
either that or you firebomb enough of his restaurants so that he gets the message.
See, I don't want to firebomb anything.
Can we just bring back Bill Paxton as fake Jimmy Buffett in that movie? What's it, Club Dread? Club Dread?
This is how you can tell this is like a hipster punk bar where he brought up Club Dread and like eight people got it.
Lizard fans from way back.
The eight people in all of Cleveland that would get that reference are all here tonight.
They know how to pronounce the Indian guy's name correctly. So what are some other, like, it's sacred beliefs, but it's also sacred cows. Like, do you put ketchup on hot dogs?
I do not.
Thank God. You know what? Now I believe in God, because ketchup sucks.
Now, ketchup's good on some stuff, but I don't put it on hot dogs. Yeah. Hot dogs,
What's your ideal ketchup? Your ideal hot dog?
I honestly like a Chicago-style hot dog.
That's
a great hot dog. But stadium, like Bertman's mustard is great.
Sheer, I'm surprised you didn't just jump at him.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to get into the Davis versus Bertman's argument.
Sacred beliefs, my ass. Yeah.
Look, I could walk to Davis and it's better. So.
See, but the thing is, when it comes to food, I don't have to, like, if I like a hot dog one way and you like it one way, I don't have to eat your fucking hot dog. No. Now, when it comes to buying my kids food, I try to make it skew towards food that I'm going to like because I know they're not going to eat and I have to eat it later.
Yeah.
Because I can't just let it go to waste.
Every time I tried to do that, though, I would end up getting sick because she had a much better immune system than me.
Well, wait, Jeremy, you don't have a good immune system?
No. What are you trying to say, Jordan?
I mean, there's not a mirror around here, okay. I'm just saying.
Okay, fair enough. But the real question that the boss wants to know is, what temperature do you like your ketchup?
What temperature do I like my ketchup?
Yeah.
Are you a cold room temperature?
I mean, if I would prefer it be room temperature because nobody wants to dip a French fry into something cold and then remove the heat from the French fry.
That is nonsense. Do you know how many places started serving milkshakes and French fries together? It became a thing. There was a...
Okay, but it's not something that I enjoy.
Now this is just three fat guys talking about fucking food. Sacred beliefs of fat people.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on mayonnaise? Sweet relish or dill relish?
I love mayonnaise.
Do you have
if
to
If you
have
say
red
sweet,
wine?
I will jump off this fucking stage.
Well,
like
in that
I'm
case,
at a hardcore show.
And this is sweet where we've come to. Like, the things that are important to us... the fat people on stage that are going to get us into trouble is food.
Yeah, we also, I don't give a fuck about God or any shit like that. Oh, you fucking like Franks? No! Tabasco sauce!
Cholula, motherfucker.
Tapatio or death. Yeah.
Just give me the big old thing that says Louisiana hot sauce and I'm fine.
That's good shit.
Yeah.
And it's very cheap.
Aldi rules.
Yeah.
All right, here's a sacred belief. Anybody who says Aldi's, you need to die. That's a sacred fucking belief.
It's Aldi.
It's Aldi. There's no apostrophe S. Am I right or am I wrong?
I don't have that strong of a feeling about grocery stores. Yeah.
Bullshit, names, Bill yeah. Squire.
No, I mean, like, the name of it doesn't fucking bother
me. You just
me.
Care about what's in the inside.
Right, although if someone calls me Bill Squires, I will fucking take your nuts off.
Well,
because that's a pet peeve of mine. And it's because there's this kid that I went to church with, and his name was Josh Squires, and I fucking hated him. So when people would be like, oh, you guys are related, I'm like, fuck no, we're not related. He's got an S at the end of his name. I'm singular. I'm unique.
Bill Squire's the human Aldi.
Fuck you, I hate you.
You know what? That's pretty accurate. I think we're going to end there. We got to thank our sponsors. Thank you, Just Fallstick at Epic Fall on Twitter. Thanks, Britt Fox, X Fox Rocks on Snapchat, and Plight of the Stripper Herder. It's a blog about one man's experience in everyone's favorite service industry. It's plightofthestripperherder.blogspot.com. Bill, where can people find you?
On Twitter and Instagram, at Bill Squire, and then just search Bill Squire on Facebook, but I'm hardly ever on there, so don't...
Catch him on the radio every day, if you didn't know that.
It's BillSquire.com. Who cares? Here.
Well, hey, thank you very fucking much.
Thank you. Happy birthday, Jordan.
Give Bill a round of fucking applause. Yeah.
And let's hear it for Jordan. He made it to 30. Nobody thought that would happen.
Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates sacred beliefs as much as Bill Squire.
No, there is another.
And that's it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Music up next. Fire shit.
This episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is brought to you by Chris Clem.
Oh no, it's Gojira.
No, that is a no wizard.
Oh, it's just a fat New Western goober.
What you want, fat man? Micah Bowser? Here in New Orleans. Go away.
Mike Bowser.
Very powerful wizard.
Meanwhile, in the Big Easy.
Boy, oh boy. I sure do enjoy being a writer down here in New Orleans. Nothing could ever bring me down. Oh no! It's Chris Clem! You will not destroy my village, you beast! Be gone with you back to Chicago! Oh no, he's too powerful. Curse you, giant. Your precious PH Comedy Theater will not survive the month. Ha ha ha. You'll never make another house team, you brute. Enjoy your sports ball minicast, sucker.
That's Chris Clem.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.